Chapter 2. The Moss was a very small ship. She was from Nantucket. We went on the ship to Nantucket. One of the sailors made fun of Queequeg and his harpoon. Queequeg picked up the sailor and threw him in the air. The sailor ran to the captain. "What are you doing?" the captain asked Queequeg. "What did he tell you?" Queequeg asked. "He said you tried to kill him," the captain said. "I didn't. I kill whales," Queequeg said. "I'll kill you, cannibal. You can't hurt my sailors," the captain said. There was a storm. A sailor fell into the sea. Queequeg saved him. The captain apologized to Queequeg. We got to Nantucket. We found a whaling ship. It was called the Pequod. We went to find the captain. "Why do you want to come on my ship?" the captain asked. "I want to learn about whaling," I said. "Did you meet Captain Ahab?" asked the captain. "Who is Captain Ahab?" I asked. "He's the captain of this ship," the captain said. "Are you not Captain Ahab?" I asked. "No, I'm Captain Peleg. Captain Bildad and I are finding a crew for Captain Ahab. Go and speak to Captain Ahab. He has one leg," said Captain Peleg. "What happened to his leg?" I asked. "A white whale ate it." "Do you still want to go whaling?" asked Captain Peleg. "Yes, I do," I said. I signed the ship's papers. Queequeg signed the ship's papers too. The captain was in his cabin. No one saw him. The crew came onto the ship. The ship left the shore. Captain Peleg and Captain Bildad gave orders to the crew. Captain Ahab stayed in his cabin. We sailed into the Atlantic Ocean. I met the first mate. His name was Starbuck. He was from Nantucket. "Aye, aye," said Stubb, the second mate. "Starbuck is a careful man," he said to me. The work on the ship was hard. The men were good. They worked hard. They were good at their jobs. Captain Bildad told us, "Remember to say your prayers." Captain Peleg swore at us. He kicked us when we made mistakes. Captain Ahab stayed in his cabin. The sea was rough. People don't like whalers. They think we are dirty, common men. I know whalers are good men. They are like knights.